Here is Jessica Bitsora.
You say, welcome to the real world. It's been waiting for ya. Buckle up and settle in. Had your chance to be a kid. Time is up now, it's time to grow up, leave your hometown. No, what are you gonna do now? Think I'm gonna dig deeper, think I'm gonna love harder. Make sure everything I have I earn, I don't get anything I don't deserve. Ooh, think I'm gonna think bigger, think I'm gonna take more pictures. Make sure that I talk less, listen more. Always try my best to put others first. I feel this inside. This is what I'm gonna do with my life. It's really funny how you think life can be measured by the trophies on your shelf. Like that really matters. There's so much more life than just existing. I wanna take less than I'm giving. No, this is what I'm gonna do about it. Think I'm gonna dig deeper. Think I'm gonna love harder. Make sure everything I have I earned. I don't get anything I don't deserve. Ooh, think I'm gonna think bigger. Think I'm gonna take my make sure that I talk less, listen more. Always try my best to put others first. I feel this inside. This is what I'm gonna do with my life. Yeah, yeah. Think I'm gonna dig deeper. Think I'm gonna love harder. Make sure everything I have I earn. Oh, 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 yeah. Think I'm gonna dig deeper. Think I'm gonna love harder, harder. Make sure everything I have I earn. Oh, 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 oh. Think I'm gonna dig deeper. Think I'm gonna love harder. Make sure everything I have I earn. I don't get anything I don't deserve. Make sure that I talk less, listen more. Always try my best to put others first. I feel this inside. This is what I'm gonna do with my life. What are you gonna do with your life?
That's Jessica Bitsora here at the Saturday Light Brigade. There's a photo of her on our Facebook page that I've yet to caption, but will soon if you want to take a look at her immediately. Larry in Elwood City mentioned that you did a Tree of Life benefit not too long ago and mentioned how much he enjoyed hearing you perform there. Tell me a bit about yourself for people unfamiliar with your music. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? And how did you kind of get from where you were to where you are?
I am from Pittsburgh originally, from the Plum East Oakmont area, and I'm currently based in Nashville. I moved there 2 years ago to go to college, and I just graduated. I was studying music business, and I went there also to pursue my music. I've been performing and writing original music for about 8 years now, and my style is basically singer-songwriter meets pop country sort of thing.
Yeah, you're I really like what you're doing. It's very original sounding.
Thanks.
You're I'm going to use the word aggressive for your guitar playing. I don't know if that's exactly what I mean, but I like the way you're playing. I think it's just very unique, and I don't think there's something about the intricacies and depth of your lyrics combined with that style of guitar playing that really bodes well. So you're back, I imagine, for the holidays.
Yes.
I'm glad we were able to arrange this. How has Nashville been to you? That's a city that, while very friendly, can sometimes be challenging to folks that spend time there because of all the musicians, as well as some of the competition, at least from what I've heard. What's it been like for you?
There's been both good and bad aspects about it. There is a lot of competition, but in the same regards, there's a lot of community, and you find people that you stick with, that you mesh well with, and you spend your time with those people, and you kind of help make each other better. And so you just kind of have to learn where you want to spend your time and your energy as far as that goes. And they call it the 10-year town. So it's, if you're really going to do it for real, you're going to write original music and perform it, and you have to be prepared to work for a long time if you're really going to build a stable foundation. But there's always something going on there if you're into, like, partying. I'm not, but... And yeah, it's a good town. It's, my mentor always told me, if you want to be a part of the soup, you have to get in the kitchen. So thus I went to Nashville.
I've never heard I like the expression, the 10-year town, for a couple of reasons. It's like you're getting tenure, a tenured person. But also, it does take time to, the cliche of paying your dues, but also just learning the ropes. And you mentioned your degree is in music business, or that was part of your education?
It was music business.
What kinds of things do you learn in music business?
Essentially, it was a bachelor's in business administration. So you take all your typical business courses that a business student would take, but there's some courses that are specific to the music industry, such as a basic survey class, there's publishing, there's copyright law, there's contracts law, and we also have the opportunity to take electives, so entertainment industry studies. I also held 3 internships in Nashville and 1 here in Pittsburgh, so I've had 4 internships in the music industry, so it's been very immersive.
What were your Nashville internships?
In Nashville, my first one was with a company called 30 Tigers. They're a record label services company.
I know them, and I really like their stuff. We get a lot of their releases. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they were in Nashville.
Yes, one of their headquarters is. Yeah. They have them. There's one in Asheville and somewhere else. But I was in project management there, and then this past semester, my last one, I had 2, and one was at Daredevil Production, which is social media marketing and artist development, and then my final one was at Universal Music Group, and I was in streaming marketing in the programming department.
What great skills you acquire, and then here in Pittsburgh?
Here in Pittsburgh, I was at WYP Radio.
And what were you doing there?
I was under the music director,
okay,
Kyle, and the director of education, Matthew. Okay. And so I had kind of like, I spent my time couple days in music and a couple days in education.
Okay, and that would have been earlier, like a few years ago.
Yeah, that was in 2016.
Yeah. Interesting. If you're just joining us, Jessica Bitsora is here, and I think about all the music business things, like licensing your music to be used. It's good to have those skills. And the way the world's going, I think there's a market, right? There's an awful lot of applications for original music. We'll talk a little bit more about her, but why don't we listen to another song? What was the name of the song you opened with?
Oh, that first song was called What I'm Gonna Do With My Life.
And what are you going to do next?
This one's called Just a Boy.
Once again, here is Jessica Bitsora.
Your tiny little box. You can't make me be somebody that I'm not. You're not a superhero. You're not a magician. Not some kind of warrior. You're not the ruler of the land, you know. You're not a man. You're just a boy. You can't hurt me, break or bruise me. That's just fine. You're never gonna be enough for someone like me who's full of light. You're not a superhero. You're not a magician. Not some kind of warrior. Not the ruler of the land, you know. You're not a man, you're just a boy. I know I'll find someone who thinks I'm good enough. I'll never settle. You are too blind to see what you had in me, but you don't know better. You don't know, you don't know, you don't know. You're not a superhero. You're not a magician. Not some kind of warrior. Not the ruler of the land. Why don't you understand? No knight in shining armor. You're not here to save the day. 'Cause you're just a boy, you're just a boy. And that takes a man.
Jessica Bitsora here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Just a Boy, is that an older song? Or
no, it's about a year and a half, almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
So it's not that old.
It sounds very reflective. That's what I was thinking about. What's your writing process like?
It's always different. A lot of people always ask me if I write the music or the lyrics first. For me, it's always hand in hand. They're always at the same time. Can't really explain that.
What about the concepts you choose to ponder or to talk about, to elaborate on?
Yeah, it's always different. Like I said, most of it is having the subconscious at work. So most of my ideas come when I'm walking down the street or just going about my day, it'll just pop in my head, and then I'll write it in the notes application on my phone just for later when I go down to sit down and write. And sometimes it comes when I'm writing a song. It's always different. It's not very conscious.
That usually takes a lot of patience. So if you are having a dry spell, or if you're looking to get more songs, you can't really force it, it sounds like, or you can't make it, not to say you're undisciplined, but it sounds to me like they're just going to bubble up when they're ready to. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, they always say that an amateur waits to write only when they're inspired, but a professional writes until they're inspired. So sometimes it can be discouraging when I go through a dry spell and feel I'm lacking inspiration, but sometimes to become a better writer, I will force myself to write something. It may be pure garbage, but at least it's like working that muscle.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't heard that expressed that way. And I suppose there's some truth to that, that you'll – but I think it's probably different for different people as to whether you're going to stumble on something. God, there's a movie with a plot like that, and I can't remember what it is now, but where a guy sits – I think it's Finding Forrester, where – a young person is being mentored as a writer, and he's just given a manuscript that's already been written. Type this. Just type it. Mm-hmm. Find the feelings of the keys. Keep writing and writing and writing. In other words, maybe you don't know how to write yet, or you don't think you know how to write yet. Here, just write this and that. Mm-hmm. I think I have that right. It's a great scene. Jessica Vitsora is here with us. Speaking of writing and songs and output, do you have any albums that you've released where people can get hold of these songs?
I do have a demo EP on Spotify and streaming services. And most recently, I released my song Dear Neighbor, which was written in tribute to those affected by the Tree of Life shooting. That is available anywhere you can purchase or stream music digitally.
Excellent. Is that one you'll do today, too?
I hadn't planned on it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. But so look for that
online.
Great. What would you like to do next?
I was going to play a song called Residual Love, and it's kind of a more jazzy song. It's a lot different than a lot of the other songs in my catalog, but it's always nice to throw in like a curveball.
Yeah, fun to play. Let's hear it here again, Jessica Vitsora.
Spending all my time just waiting around, thinking about just what we're about, and I can't get a grip, no. Said I can't get a grip. Tell me what you want. Am I what you need? Something in your eyes that says I could set you free. Wrapped up in your arms is where I wanna be. You're all I'm thinking of. Residual love. After all these years, baby, you're still the one. Wishing that these words would just roll off my tongue. But I'm feeling so shy, and I need you in my life. Tell me what you want. Am I what you need? There's something in your eyes that says I could set you free. Wrapped up in your arms is where I wanna be. You're all I'm thinking of. Open your eyes. Been here the whole time. I was scared before, now I don't know why. This feeling inside me, I can't let it go. I gotta know. Tell me what you want. Am I what you need? Something in your eyes that says I could stay free. Wrapped up in your arms is where I wanna be. You're all I'm thinking of now. Residual spending all my time just waiting on you.
Jessica Mitsura, that's a nice song, and it's fun to listen to you because you really are. You have a beautiful voice and a great guitar player. Did you know that you wanted to study music or perform when you were younger?
Thank you. Yes, I always knew. Even before I had learned any instruments or anything, I just felt like this natural calling to music, and I would just listen to CDs and sing along to the liner notes and just memorize albums and albums and albums. And then I started to play violin and guitar followed and other instruments, and I started writing, and it just all happened very naturally. It was always something that I knew I was meant to do.
And this was at Plum High School, or did you go to Franklin Regional, I guess? Is that the right
No,
school?
I went to Plum.
Oh, Plum. I'm sorry. Franklin Regional's Murraysville. I'm getting confused. It's great. When you are you playing out in Nashville much, or I'm assuming you're not playing out in Pittsburgh while you're here visiting your family?
I am, actually.
Where can people see you?
Yeah, I will be at Club Cafe on January 3rd.
I'm glad we talked about that. Excellent. Mm-hmm. And when you're there, will you have a band with you, or will it be you on stage?
No, it'll just be me. I've heard, at least, it's a very intimate kind of room, and I've always been solo acoustic. So I feel like it'll be better to keep it that way.
I think I like that. I'm glad to hear that, because I think your songs stand well on your own, as do your performances of them.
Thank you.
So that's good. I think you wanted to do one more. Am I losing count? Mm-hmm. Okay. I really want to thank you for being here, especially on in between the holidays weekend. Is there anything you wanted to say that I may not have given you a chance to, or?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Just thank you for having me.
Yeah. What do you want to finish up with?
The last song I'm going to be playing you is called One Life Stand, and it's one of my very favorite songs. In Nashville, it was actually nominated as one of the top 24 songs of the Nashville Songwriters Association's spring training event in 2017, out of about 300 or 350 songs. So that was pretty cool, and this is just...
Is this your song? Or?
Yeah, it's one of my songs.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank
That's great.
You. Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Here again is Jessica Mitsura, along with our thanks for your being here today.
I don't want somebody who comes over and leaves by sunlight. Somebody who thinks romance is a call after night. I want someone who's gonna be there in the morning. Somebody who won't take me for granted. I want a one life stand, only one man is gonna be there when all of my plans fall apart. Everything is a mess. Watching the sunset, thinking, how did I deserve this? Yeah, I want one life stand. I don't want somebody who thinks commitment is a drawer at my place. I don't want somebody who
dance used to make up on my face. I want a dance partner in the kitchen, somebody who will show me everything I've been missing. I want a one life stand, only one man is gonna be there when all of my plans fall apart and everything is a mess. I want a one life stand, holding my hand, sitting on the porch watching the sunset, thinking how did I deserve this. Yeah, one last stand. I'm not crazy for knowing what I'm looking for. Don't know why people don't know how to love anymore. I want a one last stand. Only one man is gonna be there when all fall apart and everything's a mess. And I want a one life stand, holding my hand, sitting on the porch watching the sunset, thinking how did I deserve this. Yeah, I want a one life stand.
Jessica Bitsara, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Look for her at Club Cafe January 3rd.
I've seen you tossing restless between midnight and day.